Welcome to America Tonight. Right off the bat, big news for one critic, and it's Roger Ebert, who died at the age of 70, and he died on Thursday, 2 days after revealing cancer had returned to his body. He really struggled with cancer. If you remember, if you saw anything of Ebert, you know that he was battling, had lost his voice and a lot of his jaw after battling thyroid and salivary gland cancer. So it was a pretty rough time that he has had with cancer. His wife said he actually was getting ready to go home for hospice care, and he passed away very, very peacefully. Here's what a few of his fans had to say about Ebert.
If he gave it a thumbs down, I wouldn't go. Thumbs up, I'd be there. And with a big box of popcorn.
He hated it, and I already was biased before I saw it. So, two thumbs up.
I love the movies. I love to write about the movies. And to be honored by your hometown, there's nothing nicer than that.
All right, so Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start with a critic who became uber famous because of his friend Gene Siskel. It was Siskel and Ebert. They were worked for opposing papers in Chicago for 25 years. They cut up about the movies and disagreed on a lot of different things, and they just really exploded in the world of movies and critiquing those movies. But he was also a husband and a stepfather and a grandfather and a whole bunch of other things as well, and he really championed the art of moving images without a doubt. He certainly put some movies on the map and infuriated other people with his sharp criticism and his timely wit, let's put it that way. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to dive into a couple of other things as well, including the politics that really tick us off coming out of Washington, D.C. We know it's about guns and immigration. All of that is coming to a head in the next couple of weeks, for guns anyway. The president has been stumping his legislation. It was in Colorado, and now Colorado coming up with another twist to what might be a gun ban, considering banning guns for somebody who would be considered dangerous. And how do you consider people dangerous, maybe mental health-wise, saying that some professionals would be able to tag people as someone who shouldn't get a gun? Very dangerous when you think of the constitutional implications of that. I can't imagine it goes through, but they're preparing the legislation. It is a Democratic state legislature. So who knows, as far as carrying firearms, who knows if it gets pushed through. But I think it's unconstitutional, and I think it'll get blocked. I think it gets blocked is what I ultimately believe. Fast food workers unite and decide, we're sick of low wages. It's not enough. We can't find other jobs. So in New York City, there were some protests, walkouts of McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, and some other restaurants calling attention to the plight of the people who have not been paid. They say, correctly, $7.25 just won't cut it. They need $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation. The walkout is actually part of a national movement by low-wage workers to raise wages and gain rights. Will it pay off for them in the end? I don't think so, but there's the argument over what's a minimum wage job, who's supposed to have the minimum wage job. weren't they really ultimately jobs that went to high school and college kids, which now the unemployment rate in that demographic is a whopping 11%. Oof. It's gotten so bad in some cities that, for example, in parts of Massachusetts, in one town in particular, they were asking anybody who applied for a job at McDonald's to have at least a bachelor's degree and a couple years' experience. And I am so not exaggerating that. And a bachelor's degree and a couple of years' experience working at cash register. Wow. Wow. Lots of mystery surrounding Kim Jong-un. It's not about walkouts over wages. It's about the possibility of nuclear war or an unprovoked war anyway, an accidental war, if you will. The idea that this guy could cause that is frightening to me, this video game monger, warmonger type. I don't understand. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, I suppose. The North Korean military says it's ratified a merciless attack against the United States, potentially involving a cutting-edge nuclear strike. Ooh, cutting-edge nuclear strike? The North's Committee for Peaceful Reunification of Korea was quoted by the KCNA as threatening to withdraw 53,000 workers from the joint industrial zone it shares with the South. Pyongyang informed Seoul on Wednesday it was stopping the daily movement of South Koreans, the last real surviving point of contact between the two countries. So battle lines may be tested a little bit. Tension is skyrocketing. That's one thing for sure we know in the North and the South because of the long-range, I think, rocket that happened in December and then the third nuclear test in February. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said that North Korea's bellicose, dangerous rhetoric posed a real and clear danger to America and its allies, South Korea and Japan. They have nuclear capacity now. They have missile delivery capacity. We take the threat seriously. We have to take those threats seriously. And we are doing everything we can, working with the Chinese and others to defuse the situation on the peninsula. Boy, and I hope that they do ratchet the conversation down. China, the North's sole major ally, appealed for calm from all sides, repeating Beijing's declared position. So while that was happening, hackers broke through the defenses of the newswire's YouTube, Twitter, Flickr sites to paste a series of spoof pictures featuring the North Korean flag and Kim Jong-un deformed into a pig, and also mass from the novel V for Vendetta, that's of course used by Anonymous as their logo, next to a slogan, tango down. Things are getting more interesting each and every day when it comes to North Korea. Hang with us, Odds and Ends coming up on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,546.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,585.90, $792.95 for a half ounce, or $396.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,585.90, $792.95, and $396.47.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Knowing the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad.
All right, a couple of big things here for odds and ends. Can't help it. I love that bad to the bone. Every once in a while, pulling that out. A lot of things we could apply to, I think, that music. How about this? Obama's talking about making a deficit deal. President Obama's upcoming budget is going to include changes to Social Security and Medicare, plus new tax increases. This is all part of that effort for the president to reach a deficit deal with Republicans. You know, they're starting to leak all this stuff out because he promised a budget, and so tick, 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 here we are. The budget will include an offer Obama made to House Speaker John Boehner in December. That proposal is $400 billion in savings to Medicare over 10 years. You know, budget's like such a dirty word in Washington. I don't understand it. Why budgets aren't just done across the board. In other words, we know it's due, let's just do it, instead of dragging it out. It's like this whole thing with the sequester. Everything in Washington has a preview to a preview to a precursor of something else. In other words, we know the show. We've been there. They keep doing the same thing over and over again. I say they, grouping Republicans and Democrats, really the whole Washington scenario. That's why people are so distrustful of Washington. It's so exciting when they actually deliver on something, but it's not too often. And you can't keep blaming it on log jam and no one's getting around. You got to do your job. You got to do your job. Why don't we have pay increases linked to what they actually vote on and how often they're in Washington. Anyway, Obama's new budget would lead to $1.8 trillion in savings in 10 years. That's always the high water mark. Replace the forced budget cuts that took place on March 1st, the sequester. The budget includes funding for initiatives that Obama outlined in his State of the Union address, oh yes, a couple of months ago. It was due in February. Previously, White House officials would only say the budget was coming the week of April 8th. They didn't have a specific date. So when is the date? Do the math. I suppose that we're going to see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometime next week, the budget that was promised, I guess. Well, let's put it that way. Speaking of promising and delivering things, how about Mark Zuckerberg and the whole thing with Facebook? He's a teaser when it comes to what he's doing with his company. For some reason, people were talking about it seemingly for a year or more that we would have a Facebook phone, that it was going to be this Facebook phone thing, but it's not. It's a new product called Facebook Home. He did an event, and he said that it has to do with phones and apps and an operating system. Let Zuck explain. Here he is.
We asked ourselves, if we're all spending so much time on our phones interacting with people, then how can we make this easier? It's a family of apps, and you can install it, and it becomes the home of your phone. So we're calling this Home.
Oh, sounds so simple, but yet so complicated, doesn't it? Do we really want to carry around apps, family of apps around with us? I don't think so. Nathan Reeder, how about you? Do you want Facebook Home all over your phone?
It is the application that takes up the most memory on my phone already, and every time, I power down my phone, it will try to sync all of my contacts. Beleaguering.
Yeah, I don't like it. That happened to me. I have 4,000 contacts. It was ridiculous. They were in every nook and cranny of that phone. It just sucked up every moment in the phone. There was nothing. There was no juice left. So speaking of apps, Nathan, this is the app of the week segment here on America Tonight, mixed in with a little odds and ends that we throw out there at the top about Obama's budget that's due. He doesn't care about apps right now. The best new game. What is the best new game? Ticket to Ride. I played it over the weekend. Very cool. You're building railroads in the United States, or you could even do Europe and all over the place. And for all of you people who remember railroads, it's so fun. It's a new hot game, though. A lot of kids play. It's called Ticket to Ride. So for games, I really like that. And there's another thing called Flight Tracker that's really cool, peeps listening out there. Flight Tracker is this. You get Flight Tracker on your phone, and you can track any flight in the world, and it shows you where it is, where it's supposed to land, the whole thing. It's these little planes all over. One thing I'll warn you about when you get Flight Tracker, you like put in an airport, Newark Airport, Minneapolis, whatever, and it seems like all these planes are going to crash into each other. It's really crazy.
Yeah, that stuff looks scary. My dad uses something like that. He has been piloting his own father's plane for a bit, and man, all of the little apps you can get to do that nowadays too. That blows my mind that, basically this Jetmaster engine panel, you can just take your iPad up there and use that for practically the same devices.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Oh man.
What you can do, it is true. What we're gonna do, these apps of the week, some of the things that apps are doing now, and they're just mind-blowing things, really. And the Flight Tracker is one of those. It is a mind-blowing thing. I mean, it really is. It's wild when you watch these flights, like I said, or someone you know is coming to see you, or you're flying somewhere or whatever. You can see where you're at, what's going on, how long you've been up in the air, how many feet you're up in the air. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. It just tracks your flight. That's what it does. Kind of scary in a way.
I think it was Colbert Report had a cardiologist on there that was, it seemed like the phone apps were also kind of, they needed some hardware to work, but things that would track your blood pressure.
Wow.
And your glucose level for diabetes. Mm. Really amazing technology going on.
That is. It's amazing. You could do it, then there's no excuses because everybody has their head down and they're looking on their phone. Speaking of the phone, I don't even know if Nathan Reeder knew this or not, but the first cell phone call was made 40 years ago this week.
Nope.
You didn't know that. You know who it was? Martin Cooper from Motorola called a rival from a New York sidewalk, 1973. Oh. Yeah.
Those tricksters.
And you know what? The phone weighed 2 pounds and cost almost $4,000.
Only that much?
Yeah, only that much. $4,000 for a phone. Remember, people used to walk around with these bricks in their hand. So only the rich people, once again, the one percenters, had a phone.
Yeah. Those were
not the poor
all
people.
All in Cadillacs and anything with the top down.
Exactly. It took 10 years for a version of DynaTAC, the Dynamic Adaptive Total Area Coverage phone, to hit the market for $3,900. Gordon Gekko had it in Wall Street, and it was, again, crazy. Compare that to the iPhone 5, weighs under 4 ounces, is less than 5 inches from top to bottom, and sells at prices starting at $199. Wow. What a difference a few decades makes. That's all what I'll say. And how do we couldn't live without our phones, though. There's the one thing. When the phone was the brick and only certain people had it, you still had more conversation, and you could also make up excuses. Because now, I think with people trying to track you down, unless your phone is completely out of juice, which does happen to people, it's easier for people to track you through even your social media, your phone, everything. So if you tell someone, oh, I'm not available, you better not be available if you don't want to hurt their feelings, because they can pretty much figure out what you're doing otherwise.
Yeah, Facebook will tell them that you saw their message, but you didn't respond to it.
Yes, Facebook, which is so crazy, isn't it? So you got to remember that. You can't get away with checking your Facebook account or doing other things when you say you're under the weather. All right, stay with us. We're turning the page yet again here on America Tonight.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To the death of Roger Ebert. So let's go to the mail room and check that mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do. This one from Craig, who says, Roger Ebert, he was the sort of snarky, snotty, full of himself guy when it came to criticizing films, but he played that role. He was perfect against Gene Siskel. I can remember watching their show in the late 80s and probably into the early 90s. I would catch it late night TV after I had come back home. And actually, I kind of liked their critiques. You know, they go back to the 70s when they were both working for the, when they were both doing the paper thing. Ebert was a film reviewer for the Chicago Sun-Times, and his competitor was Gene Siskel from the Chicago Tribune, and that's when they ended up teaming up. And for 24 years, they did a weekly half-hour of movie clips, and they had arguments, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it really catapulted both of them to a whole bunch of fame, and they became sort of media icons and that kind of stuff. And the whole idea of what critics were like and whatnot turned in a different direction because of Siskel and Ebert. I mentioned this before, the thumbs up, thumbs down was the thing. And they knew a lot about movies, that's for sure, if you watched anything that they did. And So this is the other partner, because if you remember, Ebert's a partner in crime. Siskel died many years ago, and now Roger Ebert, sadly, after a battle with cancer, long battle with cancer, died, and the world's not the same without those two. There have been lots and lots of imitators, but he had taken leave of absence, Roger Ebert had, and had a hip fracture, and then the hip fracture was revealed to be cancer, and then, you know, the rest is history there. Like I said, the two of them really had meteoric fame, though. Once it became the he said and back and forth, and the fact that they were the, sort of the mayors of Criticville, both of them. So Roger Ebert. Yep, I remember it, too. All right, let's move on to another one. This is from Anderson, listening to us out of Vermont area, out of WVMT, I would imagine. Says Anderson says, Kate, North Korea and this whole launch, and what do they do? And where are they going to hit? Who cares? I am so sick of the Korean Peninsula. Why do we have our men invested at the DMZ? Why are they there on that borderline between the South and the North? Wouldn't it be great if we could just pull them all out? How much money are we wasting away in that area? It makes no sense to me when we are drowning in debt. Well, we are drowning in debt, and we do have a point. We've been there for how many years? But we're not moving anytime soon. I don't foresee ever a time when we move from that border area where we are the protection for South Korea. It's just not in the cards. It's not in the playbook right now. Does that change? I was saying earlier with the millennials, because of marijuana and how prevalent smoking it is, that, you know, oh, let's legalize marijuana. I think the time when that'll happen is when they come into power. But will there ever be a time where the United States seriously pulls back and they have nothing to do with any of the movement on the Korean Peninsula? And the answer to that is not my lifetime. I don't believe it. I think they're like statues. They're there. They're not moving. That the U.S. military force there is not moving, because North Korea is going to continue to act the way it acts. It's never going to be one Korea. I don't see that ever happening. And now North Korea is saying they're going to restart without delay a reactor at their main complex. They had it shut down 5 years ago. That was the deal with the United States, China, and four other nations. So the North is maybe years away from having the kind of technology they need to really be able to deliver on the threat of a nuclear warhead on a missile. But they have conducted some bomb tests. And recently they did one in February. They say that its nuclear weapons are a deterrent, and they're not up for negotiation. They're not going to negotiate them away. But and there's been no crazy military movements across that demilitarized zone that splits the Korean Peninsula. But there's a lot of belligerent rhetoric, a lot of nonsense that's being thrown out there from Kim Jong-un. And I don't know that I think he's crazy. I think he's playing it. I just think he's loves the game of chicken, and that's what he's doing. He likes to be the provocateur, and he's poking and prodding. And the problem is the what is being dubbed the accidental war. That's the thing to be threatened by. And so when you say who cares about North Korea, for that reason we have to care, and also because we have those soldiers there, and those soldiers aren't moving. This comes to us from Belinda. Belinda says, Kate, I live in Texas. I listen to your show all the time. Really like it, girlfriend. I got to tell you, this thing with the DAs in Kaufman County is just plumb sad. Law enforcement under attack, not just in Texas, but in other areas. But since this is in my backyard, a lot of people are talking about the possibilities of what happened here and the connection to possibly even the drug cartel. Mark my words, there is a whole bunch of things happening in the prison system. And when you have these gangs, these 211 gangs who threaten, and when they get out, The idea is they have to kill somebody associated with why they're in prison in the first place. And you have DAs dropping out of taking cases because they see what's happened to three others. It's a very sad, sad day. And I hope that they come up with the credible information they need to go after the Aryan Brotherhood and get them and find the people who pulled the trigger on the couple. I think it's one of the saddest stories that I have heard when it comes to people and their partners and what they do for a living. Yeah, the speculation is about the Aryan Brotherhood and the connection to drugs and drug dealing and being put in prison, but that doesn't bring the couple back. I mean, they have a memorial service for them, and it's somber, and that whole grief, the grief of being blindsided, knowing that, boy, this is scary, and there's threats out there, and the assistant DA was gunned down. But, you know, we live in a civil society, as the governor of Texas said, and this is out of bounds. I mean, it is out of bounds. And when it came to law enforcement in the past, that was such a no-no. You weren't trying to poke the hornet's nest. You were trying to be a criminal, sell your drugs, do whatever it is you were doing, and not get into the crosshairs with someone who had a badge of any sort because of the repercussions. Talk about a bounty on your head. And so the governor has a bounty, $100,000 for anything, you know, an offer to that leads to the capturing and the conviction of whoever did this to the McClellans, who were shot a ridiculous amount, of time. I mean, regardless, they both died in their pajamas on a Saturday because she opened the door, and you know that was it. And here's one from John. John says, yep, I've been hanging in with you for a long time, Ms. Delaney. I like how you do talk about lots of different things. I have to tell you that the Craigslist killer is kind of a chilling deal. I think it's chilling because I can't tell you how many things I've sold on Craigslist. And I probably have the attitude that all humans are good. And I'm not thinking when I respond that somebody's going to try to smash me over the head, kill me, and take whatever it is, my car, my money. I'm just not thinking that way, but obviously the people who were killed didn't think that way either. I'm glad that they're putting this guy to death. He deserves it. Innocent people killed for what reason? For a few bucks? Come on. Yeah, that's the thing. It's sad for the families. It's somebody responding to a Craigslist ad, being trusting, not thinking there was something wrong here, that this was a setup and they were being lured into the woods so their stuff could be stolen, and it started to unravel. The good news is that when it started to unravel is that the cops were able to catch and now convict, leading to the conviction of Richard Beasley, who they say should die for the crimes, murdering three guys who answered Craigslist ads. He was convicted of murder and kidnapping and robbery and all that stuff, and now they'll get him. Because what a bloodbath for what reason. Yeah, lethal injection, that's what's in his future. Hang with us, we're booting it to the other side here on America Tonight.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the things till you holler for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my friends.
All right, coming up, we're going to mix in a little sports shorts. But first, banging up against those final couple of turns here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A big shout out to all of you listening to the show in regions outside of the U.S. Always our favorite, the guys with the accent and the women with the accents, like our pal Jack Down Under, who says, lethal injection is too kind. Feed them slowly feet first into a tree chipper. You know who did that? Remember the movie Fargo where that happened? Put them in the wood chipper. The idea of that is not a bad one, because certainly the Craigslist killer had no regard for life whatsoever. No regard. And then when it comes to the DA and his family, same thing. Those people had no regard. Why do you murder the wife? Why do you murder the DA? Yeah. Murderers should know fear, no pain, and then die, according to Jack. We'll see. First, they got to catch the other guys. That's the key here. When it comes to hoops, and I hope they deprive them of watching hoops, by the way, when they're in the joint, I have a couple of things about bracket history that are interesting. 62% of Final Four teams in the modern era, that would be since 1985, have been a number one or a number two seed. Wichita State is number nine. Only one team worse than the sixth seed has made the finals in the last 27 years. 17 of 28 national champs have been number one seeds. For 24 straight years, the champion has been a four seed or better. You get the drift here. All the numbers stack up in certain ways, the way they line up as to who are the odds on favorites in this. So Louisville will take on Wichita State on Saturday. Wichita State is 200-1 chance in the beginning of the season to win the NCAA title. Louisville 8-1, which is pretty much right on course as they were a number one seed, but Wichita State did not fall into that category. And speaking of Wichita State, here's what Greg Marshall has to say about truly being the underdogs.
I really didn't think about a Final Four, but I knew that getting to the NCAA tournament was very plausible and possible. And this group was nine new faces in October, and they keep finding ways. They reinvent themselves with all the injuries. It's been great. Not a lot of people gave us a chance, even against Pitt or Gonzaga or Ohio State. We just got to go out and play well.
All right, that's the right attitude. We just got to go out and play. Don't worry about who they're playing and what they're doing. Rick Pitino knows that a lot of people are pulling for his team. He's back to the promised land, and he is a very solid coach. He's got the skins on the wall to prove it. Here's what he had to say about what wasn't an easy road.
They're a great defensive basketball team. They're Marquette on steroids. Like some of the great Marquette teams that didn't let you get anywhere near the paint. And then they also turned around and they could play great offense as well. That's what they remind me of. It's hard every year to get to a Final Four, especially to play some of the teams we've played.
Yeah, and you look at the road and going all the way through, and that's the thing about the 64. You're playing a lot of basketball. Louisville got by North Carolina A&T. They did that pretty easily. They crushed them. That was their first match. Then Colorado State after that. Oregon was no picnic. Duke after that. Score-wise, you look at it, it doesn't look quite as scary, but it definitely was not a walk in the park. And Wichita State, as you heard their coach there, they had Ohio State. Remember, they pounded, absolutely pounded LaSalle. But they had a bunch of tough matches along the way. Gonzaga was another one. That was really tight. That could have flipped a coin, and that could have gone in any direction. Now you have Michigan and Syracuse. So the Orange Men, the history there and the amount of people that have gone to Syracuse, Jim Boeheim has been there for a very, very long time. He's been waiting for a very, very long time to have a shot at this.
This team has really earned its way here. A little bit of a surprise, maybe. And I think it probably feels a little bit better. And I feel a little better for the players. Because, you know, the players getting here, it means so much to a player. As a coach, you like it. You're happy. But it really, it's just such a great experience for players to make it to the Final Four.
All right, Hail to the Victors. That is the song that the people cry out, who are Michigan alums. Michigan's coach, John Malin, feels like this is what we have to do, just one and done, one and done.
It doesn't feel a whole lot different. Every now and then I just say, wow, that is really going to be us out there. But it's like the season just keeps going on in the direction you want to go on, and you're out, you're back to business again, and you're coaching.
All right, back to business again. And coaching, only this time you're in a Final Four with a chance to go further and actually vie for a national title. So, wow, pretty big deal. Pretty big deal for them. I guess you have to low-key it. When you're a coach, everything gets thrown up there. It's all bulletin board material. So it's probably very smart to downplay that and see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may. All right, time for a daily salute. That means that we got to clap afterwards. So you can do a virtual clap for me. I like stories like this because so often we have stories where people aren't found, tragedy ensues, bodies and body parts and who knows what, because if somebody's missing, what's the first thing you're thinking? Milk carton, oh my gosh, 24 hours, we're losing daylight. A teenage hiker disappeared Sunday in Southern California, found alive and actually taken to a local hospital just a day after her male companion was rescued, rather. Search crews heard Kendall Jack, she's 18, crying out and found her on a rocky ledge on a steep slope. So they were able to rescue the guy that she was with, and they were able to come back and find her. They say that she was so exhausted and disoriented that it was unlikely she could have survived much more than another day. She was having difficulty breathing when she was found on Thursday. She didn't know the day of the week or how she'd gotten to a rocky outcropping halfway up a steep ravine. Ooh. And she was clinging to the ledge on the cliffside, going in and out of consciousness. They could see she was in pain, dehydrated, and very, very weak. And that's, she wouldn't have made it much longer. But somehow, you know, it's that will to live. And so you got to give credit to what they've done, what the sheriff's department's done here in the rescues, and what they did for both of these people. They really. Yep. Because Jack and Sidonia would not, they went out on a hike in the Cleveland National Forest, made a 911 call for help on Sunday. He was found dehydrated without shoes by another hiker less than a mile from where the car was parked. Wow. He was confused and disoriented, and same thing with her, but the good news is they're both safe and sound. You know, this is what happens sometimes to people. They go on hikes, and then they get discombobulated. It gets late. Something happens. And before you know it, they're lucky to be alive, and they're being airlifted, and volunteers got out there listening to the tips and doing whatever it was that they could do to bring them back alive. And they did do that. They did bring them back alive. And as I said, you just can't help yourself. Where does your mind go when you think of somebody missing? And especially they're missing for 10 hours, 20 hours, then you know, wow, you're just heartsick. I hope nothing happened. So both of them are going to be fine in the end. And that is a good story and a great way to end this hour.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.